The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody, Chauncey here. And, you know, I think we got a pretty good show planned for you today. We've got coming up on today's program, Captain Chris Tarsano. He's from T-Bone Guide Service. He fishes a lot of those waters, southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois. And he's going to be giving us some tips on catching the fish in some local waters that you probably fish the same waters he's fishing, except he's catching the fish. Okay. And then Daryl Gwynn, he's the River Forecast Center Operations Support Manager of the Tennessee Valley Authority Waterways. Whew, glad I took a breath of air. He's going to come on to talk about his and many other river systems across this country and how they operate the numerous dams on the river systems, and how you can use this information of the dams and when they're letting water through or not on the river systems, and how you can use this to be a better fisherman and maybe win some tournaments or just outfish your buddy in the boat. Okay. That's going to be an interesting interview. I'm looking forward to that one. And then we'll have on in our segment, of course, the Aiden Fishing Report. Captain Tony will be coming on the show somewhere to talk about what's happening on Lake Michigan. That's always exciting. And we'll try to get some outdoor news and other fishing reports. It's a packed show and we're ready to go at it. But don't forget August 7th. That's right. August 7th. We're doing our live remote from Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road in the shopping center there. Come on out. The show is going to be live from 6 to 7 a.m. There'll be munchies, coffee, great guests. Who knows what goes on? There's a lot of hooting and hollering and laughing, all happening at Paul's from 6 to 7 a.m. on August 7th. Be there or be square. Well, if you're not going to be there, others are going to have more fun. All right. We'll tell you what. Let's see what's going on the rest of today's show. No, wait a minute. Now let's hear from Captain Tony. Hey, Captain Tony, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Chance. How's everything going?
Buddy, everything's doing quite well. And I know Lake Michigan is, you know, Mother Nature is messing with a lot of different anglers from good days to bad days weather-wise. But you're still catching fish, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. We're seeing, you know, people think the coho has left. Well, there's some really nice coho around. Not many, but, you know, there's coho around. We're seeing a few rainbows. Definitely some kings are starting to show up, mm-hmm. Some big boys. I've been posting some nice pictures out there. Everyone's getting a few kings in here and there. Of course, the lake trout have made their present known. So definitely a mixed bag of fish we're getting right now. Mm-hmm. By far, the mornings are still best. We're still catching fish in the afternoon, though. You know, you just got to put your time in and don't forget to bring your rain gear.
Yeah, well, that's true because, you know, fish are going to bite in the rain.
Oh, yeah. It just rained and then it stopped, you know. So mm-hmm. It's better to have it than not have it.
Yeah. Now, and once again, Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor. So they're fishing prime waters sometimes, you know, just maybe a 20, 30-minute ride, right?
Yeah. Right now we're basically, I would say, I would dump in at 120 and go to 180, or if you want, you can go out to 150, go to 180, go to 210 and work the levels, you know. Mm-hmm. Again, once you start finding fish, don't leave fish to find fish.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
You know, rule one, if you're marking bait, there's got to be fish around. So, again, you know, stick around the bait. We're using bigger dodgers now, anywhere from white hot spots, big green flies, aqua blue flies. We're using some stingray spoons that are working. Mm. Some moonshine magnum spoons are working. And some pro kings are working right now.
Mm, okay. Now, you've taken some nice kings on, which kind of like, as you call them, unicorns, they appear. Just, you know, slamming a dipsy close to the boat, and then they rip out a couple hundred yards.
Oh, yeah. They hit hard, you know. It's like, well, I run a high dipsy at about 60, 65 on the counter, which got to be at least 15 to 20 feet down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're looking for food, you know, and they see the dodger and the fly, and they think it's food, and they suck the fly in, and they take off. You know, the big trick is trying to keep them on.
Yeah. And trust me, your hooks are sharp because I felt them.
Oh, yeah. Good heart. You always check your hooks. Yeah. Always check your leaders, too. The weakest point on your equipment is the knot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'll check my line. I'll grab my dodger, wrap the line around my hand, and give it a quick snap.
Okay.
And usually 9 out of 10 times, I'll tell you what, the dodger's in my other hand, and I'm like pulling line to retie.
Wow.
Hey, pull 20 feet, 25 feet, and, you know, put your swivel back on, and you're good, you know. Even like on the spoon rods, you know, as I'm reeling them in, I got 2 fingers on the line. I'm checking for nicks, you know, because things happen out there with fish on.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tony, we're trying to get some, you know, I know you got a couple open, maybe an open weekend coming up. I'm not quite sure. But you got some openings during the week, like a lot of people do. If somebody wants to go out with you, what's the best way to do it?
Well, I'd call the office at area code 847-838-2037 and visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. I got charter rates on there, fishing rates, pictures, motion sickness info on there. You know, it's always good to read something like that. And I have reviews on there, too.
Sounds good to me. And what are we always yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Fish on.
Tony,
all right, guys, be safe out there and watch the weather.
Take care, Tony. That was Captain Tony, everybody, DiamondGhostCharters.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again, so mark your calendars for August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois at 31st and Wolf Road. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, special guests, and more, all at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road, August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Illinois Department of Public Health rules for face masks apply.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Ren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are going
to
smell.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And let me tell you, this is side B of the record, as they would say in the old business. You know, this is the flip side of the record. But on the phone with me right now, we've got Daryl Gwynn, who is the River Forecast Center Operations Support Manager. Any more words in a title like that, they're going to run out of business card. Daryl, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Now, Daryl is on the program because a couple of weeks ago we had Kevin Van Dam on the air. And he was talking about his big win at Chickamauga, I think it was. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, Daryl, because I know you're a big bass guy.
Oh, yeah. I believe that's where he did quite well.
Yeah. Now, in the interview with Kevin, you know, he talked about the Tennessee Valley Authority. That's basically who runs that whole river system, and Daryl's going to tell us where it starts and where it ends and all kinds of stuff like that. But, you know, Kevin said that, you know, hey, the river, you know, they started drawing down, and that changes the river and stuff like that. And Daryl is going to tell us that as an angler, because he is an angler,
what to, you could learn all of these facts so you know how to catch the fish when the river conditions are changing, even though it's not storming, raining, blowing, or tornadoes, right?
Well, that's right. You know, the Tennessee River system and the Tennessee Valley, where we manage the river system, it's an enormous area, 41,000 square miles of area. And we operate and manage 49 reservoirs. 29 of those are hydroelectric generating facilities. And so we have a big puzzle to put together because it all works together, the entire river system. That water, all that water that starts in northeast Tennessee and southwest Virginia, western North Carolina, all the rainfall that happens over here in the mountains of the eastern portion of the valley, that all flows into the river system, and we've got to figure out how to maximize the benefits in the river system and really manage the river system as a whole. But yeah, trying to fish on any of these reservoirs, that's the one thing about them, is they're all very unique. Each one of them has some unique characteristics, and I think that's why it is a very good challenge for a lot of these bass fishermen to figure out exactly what's going on the different reservoirs and how the fishing is different on each one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what we really want people to understand is that with all the different varying lakes and reservoirs along the system, they do change and they do fluctuate, and why they fluctuate can vary depending on the weather conditions or you know the time of year it is. Gosh, there's so much going on. You know, it's in the summertime, you have these really hot summer days and the thunderstorms pop up, and in some cases, you know, they dump quite a bit of rainfall, and so all that water has to move through the system as we are evaluating what happens along the river system.
And I think that's probably one of the tough things for people to understand. You're not arbitrarily just saying, well, we're going to open the locks and mess up the fishermen for about 4 hours. They don't do that. You know, there's a...
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, there's a planned process here of, you know, this area got, you know, and think about it. I don't care if the upper Mississippi River gets hit by 5 days of heavy rain. Well, I can tell you that, you know, about the middle of the Mississippi River down, you get to Illinois and a little further south, you know, they're going to have to, you know, open some locks up. They're going to hold back water that they can, but then they have to, you know, crack the seal on the barrel to let some of it out. And notice I didn't say keg, I said barrel. you know, to just kind of balance it out. But, you know, a lot of the things that you do, you have to pre-plan, right?
That's right. You know, we look at the weather forecast twice a day, and we're putting, you know, the new information into our models, and we're running these models, these computer models that help us predict the water elevations and how much water we need to release through each dam.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a number of operating objectives, whether that's water quality, water supply, you know, all these cities along the Tennessee River, they all have utilities and municipalities that pull water in for the public. We have, you know, the water quality. That's what makes these rivers and lakes so good, is we're maintaining the good water quality, providing a good, healthy environment for the fish. And, some of these fisheries are some of world-class. People come from all over the world to fish them because the environment is so good for them.
Yeah.
We're also looking, you know, one of our main objectives is flood damage reduction and making sure, you know, we protect people from flooding and cities from flooding. But you also have the recreational aspect. Everybody likes to get out on the lakes and recreate. And then there's the power generation that we do schedule. And that's exactly what you were talking about, planning in advance. And so we do put these generation schedules out, you know, at least a day or two in advance. And we try to give at least 2 days, you know, at least today and tomorrow scheduled generation. And while, you know, things do happen where unexpected emergencies happen, whether that's a severe weather event or a power system emergency, you know, we have to respond to that and keep the power on for folks. But in general, we do everything we can to maintain our generation schedules. And we post those. We have a TVA Lake Info app. It's a great app. Every reservoir that we manage has real-time or hourly data and our forecast of when we're going to be generating and when we're going to be off. And that's a huge advantage to folks planning these fishing trips and these guys that are in these tournaments to take the time, look at that, see what's going to happen, see what's going to be predicted. And not only on the reservoir you're on, I mean, look upstream, look downstream, you know, kind of see what's happening in the river system.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's something, you know, everybody, all you bass people out there, take note, write it down. Daryl said there's these apps that you can download, and really, I'm going to be fishing this, you know, part of the river, and you can zero in. Okay, they're going to be drawing water there. They're going to be holding water back for, you know, X number of days, you know, and you get an idea of where you need to kind of plan your attack to win a tournament or just to beat your buddy out in the bow of a boat, you know?
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, a lot of these, they're not like the lakes of the main river. We have a lot of world-class fisheries where you fish in the tailwaters. And, you know, people plan their trips around being able to fish in these tailwaters. And so It's important for them to check. Use that TVA Lake Info app. Also, you can check out our website, TVA.com, and go to the lake level website on that website as well.
Cool. Now, you said something a couple minutes ago about the you guys aren't just looking at, monitoring the river or handling the water of the river, whether it's high, low, for hydroelectric, or you just need to drop it because we've gotten some heavy storms in a certain area 2 days before up north. You're also, the TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority, is massively concerned over the quality of the river, the health of the river, the health of the fish, the health of the ecosystem, the environment, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we have many of our tributaries, which are the reservoirs that form in the mountains that are used as storage vessels for flood protection, because we hold the water that rains down in the mountains, and we hold that back out of the main river, and so that provides our ability for flood protection.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these tributaries, we have minimum flows because those dams put in place. If you just shut the water off and those streams, the water below it, if you don't release, they dry up. But it's important to keep water at least to some extent flowing to maintain that water quality. And you got to, that helps the oxygen level.
Mm-hmm.
It helps, you know, keeping a fresh supply of water moving through the system and creates a great habitat, fishery habitat, all throughout the river. And likewise, on the main river, we're constantly moving that water to make sure, you know, here in the south, it gets pretty hot, and a lot of the river temps can get up, 80, 90 degrees, you know, and so it's important for us to keep certain flows moving on down through the river to keep those river temps as cool as to help the water quality through that area.
Yeah, the TVA, it's kind of like the guardian angel of that whole Tennessee Valley River system, I mean, and streams and things like that. If anybody ever gets a chance, what I would love them to do, if you get a chance, people, I want you to go to the city of Chattanooga, and there's a aquarium in Chattanooga, and yeah, I'm an aquarium geek, and but the coolest thing about that aquarium is you go to the top floor of this aquarium, and it's all ramped, so it's easy to walk, or if you're, you know, so you don't have to worry about access. But you're starting out in a stream in the northwest corner of the Tennessee Valley. literally a little rocky stream, and you could see the fish and what the life is up there. And as you walk down these ramps that sway back and forth, you know, these concrete ramps that go, that stream turns into this thing that a little bigger, little bigger, little bigger, little bigger, until I think you wind up in maybe Kentucky Lake. I'm not too sure. But, you know, you wind up in the largest, you know, body of water. So you can see how not just a river works, but what makes a river work. The streams, the small rivers, the larger streams that all dump into it, and the ecosystems of every one of them. And that's something that the TVA is as equally responsible and interested in, as I mentioned. Besides that, just monitoring the river and for recreational and industrial and everything else, and doing a great balancing job of it all. Congratulations, guys.
Hey, yeah. Great. I appreciate that. You know, that's our mission. TVA's mission is to make the Tennessee Valley a better place. And we definitely try to contribute that in managing the river system. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll just go out there. You know, there's a recent study. The economic impact of what the river system does for the areas around here and the recreational aspects, it averages out to about $1 million a mile of river.
Wow.
Each year of economic impact to the nine million people that live down here, mm-hmm. whether their jobs are related to taking people fishing, owning fishing shops, and or recreating, you know, and it's not just fishing. I mean, there's whitewater rafting, there's camping, hiking, just you name it, outdoor recreation, mm-hmm. Kayaking, canoeing, everything along through here. Mm-hmm. And it just really brings a lot of value to this area.
Well, Daryl, I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. And I want you to give me the website and the app.
Yes. The app name is the Lake Level Info, TVA Lake Level Info app. And the website is tva.com, and you can, I think there's a couple of tabs under the environmental. You can go directly to Lake Level.
Cool.
On the tva.com.
Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again, so mark your calendars for August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois at 31st and Wolf Road. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, special guests, and more, all at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road, August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Illinois Department of Public Health rules for face masks apply. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Visit sunsetcountry.com and discover a world of possibilities from fishing, hunting, attractions, events, camping, tournaments, boating, and more. Whether you're staying at a resort for a week or camping or just passing through, there are plenty of things to do in Sunset Country. And you can find it all on visitsunsetcountry.com. But the key to planning a perfect trip to Northwest Ontario is to go online to visitsunsetcountry.com and order your free Sunset Country travel guide and fishing map. And not dream about a Canadian trip, but be part of a Canadian trip at visitsunsetcountry.com. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, the phone is ringing. Let's see who's on the phone. Well, it's someone I haven't talked to in so long, I should be thrashed and beaten to a pulp. We have on the phone Chris Tarsano. How are you, buddy?
How you doing, Sean? Good to talk to you again.
Yes, Chris, actually, you know him probably better from T-Bone Guide Service. Fishing Guide Service in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois here. And just, a man who really learned from some of the industry's best anglers that, you know, were out there maybe 10, 20 years ago, the Linders and stuff and others, and, you know, put that all to effect and is now doing a job on getting people on fish, aren't you?
That's my job, yeah. I was blessed to have learned from some guys like that. You know, it's something I carry through my life, and you know, I knew I was blessed at the time. When I was learning from them, I felt like they were rock stars to me, you know. So I paid attention. I learned a lot from those guys and, mm-hmm. you know, took what they taught me and kind of just kept going and applying them to my waters. And here we are, you know, 12 years into guiding. And yeah, it's been a fun ride.
Oh, gosh, yes, it has. And as a matter of fact, you know, some of the things when you think about it, you know, you're taking people out on waters. I mean, you know, you're not on your private lake somewhere. You're fishing waters that everybody else fishes, right?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of the Fox Chains and Lake Delavans and Lake Genevas and Lake Michigans of the world. So, yeah, it's certainly not private by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not. And that's some of the things that, you know, I want people to realize that, you know, somebody, you know, T-Bone Guide Service, you're the fisherman. I'm the angler who goes out on the chain, or I go out on Geneva or Delavan or, oh gosh, the rivers or what are some of the bodies of water that you do fish?
I mean, yeah, the ones that, you know, you mentioned, and then I do a couple of the other local lakes that we like for bass, you know, some of the smaller lakes, Long Lake, you know, there's a couple loon that, you know, a couple of smaller ones that we just kind of dabble in. They have their really good bites at times, and when they're going, we're there and we're cashing in on some good bites. Some of those little lakes are gems,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, they really have some nice fish in them, and so anything that's really, like you said, in northern Illinois or southern Wisconsin,
yeah,
you know, between my four partners and I, we're usually dipping in on some of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, we just, well, most of our ponds or lakes are kind of back up to normal water levels. You know, we were running, some lakes were down a foot, foot and a half or so. That must make fishing tough.
It can, yeah. Especially in the spring when we were down, when typically the water's high and, you know, we're sniffing out current, you know, and that's typically our bite at that time of year. It made things a little bit more challenging, you know. We had to kind of figure out what the fish were doing. Some of them just stayed out in deeper water, or some of them just went to the deeper channels that we may fish, you know, because that was their only means of getting into a channel and spawning and stuff like that. So yeah, mm-hmm. It definitely made for a little bit different year for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I just, because I remember, you know, going up to some ponds and stuff that I like to fish, and I was like, man, we're down a foot and a quarter down here. I mean, I don't ever remember it being that low, or, you know, spring, early summer. And then, you know, of course, Mother Nature said, we're going to open the clouds up and dump on you. And a lot of our waters came back. But that can just be, getting that much more water in such a short time can also affect fishing for people, because the fish aren't really completely used to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's one of the things you have to deal with fishing, you know, is it's kind of the fun part, right? I mean, mm-hmm. It's one of those things where you're always going to have different variables thrown at you, you know, whether it's weather or water levels. You know, there's always something that's going to throw off the curve,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you just got to figure it out. I mean, the fish are there. You have to figure out what they're doing and, you know, how that weather or that water level has affected them. You know, maybe it's made them a little bit more touchy and you have to finesse them a little bit more, whatever it might be, put them in the deeper water. So you got to know how to adapt. That's the biggest thing in fishing, is just adapting to your situation at hand, basically.
Yeah. What did you find species wise? Were what was a harder bite this year?
Prior to spring, I'd say the muskies were a little tougher than typical.
Mm.
You know, they usually get in certain, you know, areas where they're spawning, and boy, those spawning areas were pretty low, and you know, a lot of those fish kind of did some different things. You know, it wasn't as consistent maybe as we would have hoped, you know, but things turned around. You know, I mean, at some point they have to eat, you know, and you go to places where they might have moved out just a little bit or staged in or found them on sand or found them on some kind of different, you know, variable. And, I'd say that was a little tougher this year to start off with, you know, and then maybe getting into the walleye thing, they didn't necessarily relate to the current that we usually have in the rivers,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that was a little bit of a change. But in saying that, we got a warm up quick, so we got our weeds up fast, so then the weed bite turned on quick, so we didn't really struggle too bad.
Hmm. Well, that was my next question. Well, you know, how's it looking for, you know, because sometimes when, you know, we talk about the dog days of summer, well, that's basically late July and in the August. That could be a little bit tough on fishing, but this year, who knows what it's going to be?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, take for, you know, today, for example, I mean, we have some cooler weather this week, you know, and the fishing has still been pretty good. You know, the walleye fishing on the chain is usually pretty tough at this point, but
yeah,
it's actually been quite good. You know, I mean, the water temp, or the, yeah, the temperature of the water is still fishable for muskie. You know, it hasn't hit 80. I mean, it did hit 80 for a while, and then we laid off them for about a week or two. And now it's been cool enough where we've been able to fish them again. So, I mean, we're in July here, and we're still musky fishing, which is not typical for this part of the country. Usually it's way too warm, and that water temperature gets too hot. So, you know, it's still going. Things are still good. You know, I'm going to be fishing bass this weekend, and that's been pretty good.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's, you know, like I said, every year we just kind of roll with the punches. You know, if it gets too hot on the chain, I'll move up to Geneva and Delvin or Lake Michigan or, you know, some of these bass lakes, and we just keep the ball rolling.
The what do you find when people, you know, and once again, everybody, we're talking with Chris Tarsano from T-Bone Guide Service, and you can find him on the web at, what's the web address?
www.tboneguideservice.com.
And is there a phone number if somebody wants to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. It's at 630-330-9090.
Okay, cool. But, you know, Chris, Captain Chris here, everybody. What are you finding people when they book you to go out on a guide service? Are they just looking to catch fish, or are they, I'm a bass guy. I'm a walleye guy. I'm a perch guy. Oh God, if I ever find somebody who can catch perch, I'm going to love that person to death. you know, and, what are you finding that people are really asking the most about?
You know, Chauncey, it's really, across the board. I mean, I get everybody from, you know, the person who's never even fished all the way up to guys who fish tournaments, and they're like, hey, if you could teach me one thing today, you know, my money's well spent. So I get it all. I mean, I really do. I get guys that are just species specific, and they want to learn how to be the best angler at, you know, muskie or bass or walleye, whatever it is. And then I get the families who come out, or someone comes out like, I don't care what I catch, I just want to catch a fish and get a bend in the rod. And, you know, those are always the easy ones for sure. So I always like to hear that because, you know, we could always get a bend in the rod. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I enjoy all of it. You know, I love the guys who are super gung-ho on one fish and they want to go in search of that fish because, you know, I've been fishing for most of my life, whatever, you know, whatever fish it may be. And, you know, try and make them a better angler and be more. I enjoy the positivity I get back afterwards, you know, where guys are like, hey, I went out and did it and I finally started catching more fish. You know, it's probably similar to what a teacher gets after, you know, someone graduates and they hear they're doing good or successful at whatever they graduated with. You know, cool. It's always nice to hear.
You just said something, though, that caught my ear. You said families. Now, when most people talk about a guide service, they're thinking about, you know, hey, I'm going to go out with my buddy Joe or my son, and, you know. But you said the word families. Are you finding that families are enjoying going out with you and having, you know, for the guide service?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we get a lot of families. You know, the husband and wife. Sometimes you get the whole kit and caboodle. You get the husband, wife, grandma, grandpa, and the kid. You know, it's like they all come out, and, you know, I have a couple partners. So, like I said, I got four partners, so, you know, there's times where we'll have, like, families, like, literally 6, 7, 8 people, and we just have 3, 4 boats out there, and, you know, yeah, I mean, I get a little bit of everything. We get corporate gigs, we get, I mean, name it, it's out there, and it's fun. All of them are fun in their own way, you know. I enjoy the family thing, and I enjoy the really hardcore anglers that know how to fish. It's just, you just kind of roll with whatever you're given, and you enjoy it.
Yeah. Now, people talk about the fall, fish are bulking up for the winter, getting a little meat on their bones, which is nothing wrong with that. And, you know, so we're looking at, you know, maybe some fall musky action hitting in September maybe. Walleye should be kicking in September, maybe late September and October, depending on water temperatures. And then bass fishing. You can catch, to me, bass you could be able to find all the time, you know, because they're hiding
much,
somewhere.
Yeah.
And then you got those other goofy little critters called Northern Pike.
Yeah, we have a bunch of those here in Northern Illinois and Southern Wisconsin.
And, you know, you need to try pike fishing because it's a lot of fun.
It really is.
Yeah. It's like the...
I love catching them.
Yeah, it's like the muskie's little brother who's got an attitude.
Absolutely, and they're so much easier to catch than muskies, so that's always nice, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hey, Chris, I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning and talking about, you know, T-Bone Guide Service. Once again, give me the phone number.
It is 630-330-9090.
Give him a call. Talk to him about setting up a little guide service and, you know, what body of water you're interested. You got Southern Illinois, you got Northern Illinois and Southern Wisconsin. And trust me, that's a lot of water to cover. And let me tell you, the last time I was out with Chris, I caught a lot of fish and had way too much fun.
Absolutely, my friend.
And once again,
I appreciate you having me.
Oh, yeah. And once again, website is tboneguideservice.com. Let me repeat, tboneguideservice.com. And tell them you heard of my Chaunceys, okay?
Exactly.
Chris, go catch a fish for a little kid somewhere, okay?
I'm going to do that, Chauncey. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Chris Tarasano. Captain Chris, T-Bone Guide Service, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is on the road again, so mark your calendars for August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. for our live remote indoors at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois at 31st and Wolf Road. We'll have a show packed with fun, prizes, special guests, and more. All at the live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs at 31st and Wolf Road, August 7th from 6 to 7 a.m. Don't miss this once-a-year extravaganza. Illinois Department of Public Health rules for face masks apply. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com, BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Like a fool, what a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think.
Hey, everybody, Chauncey here. I hope you're enjoying today's show. I'm having a good time. Hey, but let's go over some little outdoor news. First of all, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced an increase in the waterfowl population across most of the state. I'm surprised at that one. After the dry winter, the weird spring, but they say their numbers are up. Spring waterfowl population surveys show stable to increased numbers of breeding waterfowl. Despite, like I said, the average wetland conditions, survey showed an increase in the number of total birds compared to 2019. Estimates with increases were the wood duck, blue-winged teal, and Canadian goose. Obviously, they're like rats out there. you see them everywhere now. However, there has been a little bit of a dip in the mallard population. So let's not say everything is rosy out there. Hey, a really cool program that goes on in Illinois, and I'm really proud of our people that I know that are part of this program. It's the IRAP program, and it gives the opportunity for people, kids, and adults to hunt on private land in Illinois. The Illinois DNR has leased 13,365 acres of private land for this fall deer hunting season through the IRAP program. That's 323 public access deer hunting sites in 39 counties. There's sites for youth firearm season in October, youth archery hunting the entire month of October and December. It's about the half the month of December at no cost to the participants. This is a great way to have a place to go hunting. If you want more information, just go to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources website and in the search engine, type in IRAP, I-R-A-P, and you'll get all kinds of information there, and you can make a decision on getting out into the great outdoors to do a little bit of hunting on private land, and it'll explain how the whole program works. Fishing. Fox River, pretty much catfish and some smallmouth bass were hitting. Flathead, they're doing okay in a number of different areas throughout the river. Water levels, I'd say they're average. They're doing okay. We've got enough rain, so things are doing okay. Smallmouth bass are pretty active down at Heideke Lake. A couple of our reporters have said they're doing quite well. Someone sent me a couple pictures of some really nice crappie out there, so I was pretty happy about that scene. If you're looking to do a little bit of West Michigan fishing, St. Joseph, they're getting a coho, lake trout, chinooks, and steelhead all mixed in about 120 feet down. That's a good sign this time of the year. If you're working your way north, Grand Haven, good numbers of trout and salmon are being caught in 80 to 120 feet of water. That's not that far offshore from in that area. So always remember that. Always remember that. But, you know, some other areas that I think you really want to take a look at are Lake Michigan, Chicago. They're picking up some smallmouth bass, bluegills and rock bass in the harbors. Really no perch to speak of. You may get an occasional one, but I'm not going to get excited about it right now. We're also seeing, though, some northern pike out of Diversey Harbor. But let's not pass up some of the action that you can get for pike if you're taking a look further north. Winthrop Harbor. Number of fishermen coming out of there. And out of Winthrop Harbor, Diamond Ghost Charters has said Captain Tony, he's getting kings and Lakers and coho. Few kings, Lakers and coho. Pretty much most of the action is right there. I mentioned that about the smallmouth and stuff like that. And you're pretty much in the same area. Out of Chicago, the boats are getting pretty much lake trout in that area. Northwest Indiana, I would say some kings, Lakers, and even a few steelhead are coming around because those steelhead, you know, are running up into the streams at this time of the year, and they're trying to stage the boats as close as they can in some water that might be active for those steelhead. But they're seeing some action there. But please watch the storm fronts that have been coming through. It could get gnarly. Cook County Forest Preserve, most lakes are reporting good bluegill and bullhead action. Bass topwater baits early in the morning and large minnows during the day. Low light period is going to be your best. If it's a cloudy day, good day. And try to work around any weed beds or shade that you can see. That'll be good there. Crappies, slow. Those bluegills, cubby mini mites, small hooks, bobbers with worms. It's just way too much fun. In Wren Lake, this is sponsored by our friends at the Wren Lake Area Tourism at enjoywrenlake.com. They've got bluegill all over. Bass are a little bit better than the crappie, but the guys who know how to fish for crappie are working deeper water and picking them up there. Don't pass that up. Always go to enjoywrenlake.com and find a perfect hotel. I like the seasons. You can mention my name. Chain of Lakes, catfishers, smacking stink bait, live bait, and cut bait, or night crawlers. Those flatheads around are in the more the river system. Walleye, look for current. Bridges, main lake points, river, that's where the walleye are going to be, and it's almost a night fishery. Too much boat traffic during the day. It really is rough out there. Bass, I'd say pretty good on the weeds and stuff like that. Around wood, surf baits, surface baits, or plastics in the afternoon, that could be a lot of fun for many anglers this time of the year. My good buddy Dave Dewey up at Lake Geneva said heavy boat traffic pushed a lot of fish deeper, so just switch and start fishing late in the afternoon into the evening. Pike off the weed lines in 20 to 25 feet. Largemouth bass have slowed slightly, but they're improving in 8 to 10 foot of water. And you could see some activity going on for walleye trolling 20, 25 feet along the weed line edges. That's a big key in that area. Don't pass that up. You can catch a lot of fish. Well, oh, I can hear the flute playing, so you know what that means? We're coming to the end of the show, and I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This proverb comes from the Sioux Nation, and it reads, "A people without a history is like the wind over buffalo grass." The people without a history is like the wind over buffalo grass. Just think about that one. Hey, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we chase, the lake trout and salmon are catching, the catfish in the river, the perch in somewhere that we can find them. We're really borrowing them all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.